are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The Leader of the Opposition has criticised the government's policy decisions ahead of the federal budget. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
Peter Dutton has shot down suggestions inflation will drop under 3% by the end of the year. Mr Dutton says there is not much hope for Australian families.
And this magic pudding exercise by Jim Chalmers that somehow his assumptions are better than the Reserve Bank's. Nobody believes that.
It comes after the government announced the budget will feature a $9.3 billion surplus. Treasurer Jim Chalmers will hand down his third consecutive budget later this evening. Noah Secombe, National Radio News, Canberra.
An electric car charging program, which is promising to cut hundreds of dollars off the price of at-home charging, is now available to the public. After 2 months of testing, Origin Energy's EV Power Up program has opened to the public today. The company says there's been more than 1,000 applications for the scheme, which automatically recharges vehicles during off-peak times and with renewable energy. Origin Energy says under the program, which is available to its customers and Tesla drivers, an electric car can be fully charged at home for $5. Remaining on the transport front, and new data shows the market for used cars in Australia is stabilising. The Automotive Insights report data for the month of April, which has been released today, reveals there were 183,575 used cars sold last month. The report notes while the used car market for hybrids and electric vehicles outperformed the overall market, there remains a significant oversupply of EVs relative to other fuel types. Tasmania's Parliament sits today for the first time since the Liberals were returned to power in minority at the March 23 state election. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe signed a deal with three first-term Jackie Lambie Network members for supply and confidence in exchange for reviews, including of government finances. Independents Christy Johnston and David O'Byrne have given their votes of supply and confidence on merit and insist they'll maintain their own voice. The Liberals will nominate Mark Shelton for Speaker, but he's expected to face competition from Labor's Michelle O'Byrne. Meantime, state and territory treasurers will be closely watching the Albanese government's third budget. South Australia's Stephen Mulligan says he's keen to see the details.
We'll be watching very closely what their economic forecasts are for the next 4 years and what we think that will mean for the state's economy, but also revenues to both levels of government.
In other news, Victorian police have been called into the Monash University Clayton campus overnight after clashes between pro-Palestine and pro-Israeli supporters outside an event at the university where hundreds of people had gathered for Israel's National Remembrance Day. It's being reported those part of the pro-Palestine encampment at the campus were marching toward the event location. Police say no arrests were made. Elsewhere, Deakin University has ordered the dismantling and removal of a pro-Palestine encampment set up on its campus, but protesters say they won't be complying and will hold a rally tomorrow. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has today called for respectful debate. In sport, Australian Alex de Minaur will take on Stefanos Tsitsipas in the fourth round of the Italian Open following a 3-hour 6-7, 6-4, 6-4 win over Canadian Felix Auger-Aliassime last night. It is the first time the Aussie has advanced to the fourth round of the event in Rome.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Good morning and welcome to your community radio station, 89.7 FM. Uncle Bill with you here on this Tuesday morning, and always on a Tuesday morning so far. For our underappreciated, forgotten and overlooked artist. Today, Brian Cadd is the man, West Australian artist, many years ago, of course. He's moved to the United States and to the East Coast, but originally was born in Western Australia, and he has a brand new album that I'm going to be featuring during this morning, over the next 3 hours, 10 tracks on that album. So, as I normally would do, 12 tracks I'm bringing in a couple of extra ones of Brian's, and particularly those that were super popular in their time, and even now they remain very popular tracks. Well, we are going to start the show this morning with a very popular Brian Cadd song. It's A Little Ray of Sunshine. This came out in 2019, I think it was. So let's enjoy A Little Ray of Sunshine.
The same as her mom's, but her name just the same. A little ray of sunshine has come into the world. A little ray of sunshine in the shape of a girl. We'll show her the dress that she'll wear with the gold flowing hair that nature provided. A little ray of sunshine has come into the world. A little ray of sunshine in the shape of a girl. A little ray of sunshine. I wanna know if you think she looks good in the paint her grandma has bought her. Our own little daughter. She can make you feel good.
I'm breaking down, and pretty soon you might find so sweet. Other times you wanna play rough. Sometimes I feel like I'm breaking down. And pretty soon you might find I won't be around. I won't be around. I won't be around. I won't be around.
Seven FM coming to you live from Joondalup.
Classics on 89.7 FM. Children play, smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
To offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information. 89.7 FM.
The Community File.
The Country Women's Association of WA is celebrating 100 years. This association is well known for its friendship, advocacy, and support to women and families. The Wanneroo Regional Museum, together with the CWA Wanneroo branch, is holding an exhibition called Beyond the Scones, highlighting the 100 years of community activism and its place in our society today. Entry to this lovely museum is free. Lots of eating houses and easy parking nearby. The museum hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday is 12 o'clock noon till 4 p.m. and it's closed on Sunday.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Hi there, welcome to your community radio station, 89.7 FM. Uncle Bill with you as usual on a Tuesday morning. Our feature artist this morning is Brian Cadd. He's got a brand new album called Dream Train, just been released a couple of months, well, about a month back. And we've got 10 tracks to play from that particular album throughout the morning. Brian Cadd, born in Western Australia in 1946, so he will turn 78 on the 29th of November this year. His genre is country rock, folk rock, and folk music. And the bands that he's been involved in, he was involved with The Group. These are the bands in Australia, The Group, Axiom, and the Bootleg Family Band. And in America, I didn't know this, he was a member of the Flying Burrito Brothers. Let's start with the first track from the album, from the new album, Dream Train, and that track is You Know What to Say.
We support and promote West Australian artists just like this one.
It's a fine line between sultry and half cut. These days you let me know what you like by telling me what I'm not. And I could spend my days in a daydream haze, thinking back to loving gestures. gave the time of day to parts of me that others wasted. When you first stopped the flow, I didn't know that things were never going to turn. When you said that you loved me, damn, you were convincing. You shouted it to the sky, to anybody listening, and to everyone's surprise. I made it out.
Coming to you live from ECU Joondalup.
You bored me with your stories. I can't believe that I endured you for as long as I did. I'm happy it's over. I'm only sorry that I didn't make the move before you. And when you go, I will remember to send a thank you note to that girl.
That girl,
I see she's holding you so tender. Well, I just wanna say,
just wanna say.
I never really loved you anyway.
I never really loved you anyway.
stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong, like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care, working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock. Like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me, like a rock. I was something to see, like a rock. And their schemes. I stood proud, I stood tall, high above it all. I still believed in my they go. 20 years, I don't know. I sit and I wonder sometimes where they've gone. And sometimes late at night, oh, when I'm bathed in the firelight, moon comes calling a ghostly way, and I recall like a rock, standing arrow straight, like a rock, charging from the gate. Sun upon my skin, like a rock.
Did you know your station sponsor, City of Joondalup, has 33 venues to hire for meetings and functions? The facilities range in size, functionality and location, so there is a venue to suit most of your needs. For more information on venue hire, visit joondalup.wa.gov.au.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical.
Are you a small business owner looking for growth within the city of Stirling? Then why not become a member of the Stirling Business Association? Their professional team can assist you in all aspects of your business. To find out more, simply search Stirling Business Association.
You're listening to Uncle Bill on 89.7 FM, and we're featuring the music of WA-born artist Brian Cadd, and we're featuring his brand new album called Dream Train. We are up to, well, we're only up to the second track from the album, The One That Got Away. We've been playing this track, actually, on a Thursday morning with the top 10 Aussie tracks around Australia being played by the Community Radio Network. It actually got up to number one in that chart. And he's had 14 other albums that he's put out under his own name or as a solo artist. And then it says, go and see the group Axiom, the Bootleg Family Band and the Flying Burrito. So in addition to his solo albums, there's also these albums that he was on with these other groups. He's a very clever man. He's still relevant in music today. He had his own record label. I think it was called Bootleg. Bootleg. He has produced fellow Australian acts like Robin Jolly, Ronnie Burns, Broderick Smith, Tina Arena and Glenn Shorrock, just to mention a few. Okay, let's have a listen to this next track, The One That Got Away.
Today you passed right by me. You didn't know that I was there. You looked into each other's eyes, his hand touching your head. The love you have is still so real, just like the pain that I still feel. The wound in you hasn't changed in 20 years. I guess it was impossible, nowhere to begin. Her for way too long, and you just married him. You could never ever know how hard it was for me to go, to walk away from all we might have been.
Let's see.
hard it was for me to go, to walk away from all we might have been.
Tempted by faith,
Hope you're enjoying the music here on your community radio station, 89.7. We're almost at the end of our first hour this morning. We've got one more track to play in this hour, but stay tuned. We've got plenty more to play over the next couple of hours from our feature artist this morning, Brian Cadd, and his new album, Dream Train. The track is A Loving Man. I didn't realise he had written so much music, not only for artists such as the Master's Apprentices, the Bootleg Family Band, Ronnie Burns, the Pointer Sisters, Little River Band, and John Farnham, but he also wrote music for some movies, and I do remember Alvin Purple, of course, though the title of that, Alvin Purple and Alvin Purple Rides Again. I distinctly remember the Brian Cadd sound in the soundtrack or the title track of those movies. But he also did some television music for television as well. And, for example, Class of 74, The Midnight Special, Don Kirshner's Rock Corner. Yes, not only writing music for albums and for other artists and for himself, of course, also for movies and television shows as well. He's a very talented man, and this album, his voice is getting older, but I think it's getting more distinguished as he's got older. Let's have a listen to the track A Loving Man.
Thank you. waiting for some recognition. It's her transition to recognition. She has to be loved. She wants to be needed. Don't want to be hated. Just love to be wanted. See the beauty in her eyes. She loves to be looked at. See her come alive. See her come alive. Now she's the perfect person. Radiates the perfect presence in her own eyes. She wants.
Creative thinkers aren't born, they're made. We mix innovation with imagination to create digital worlds from scratch, to 3D print new food from old, to pioneer research in renewables, health and cybersecurity. Because we question, challenge, imagine. You will too. We'll help make creative thinking your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions. Like, how much will it cost? Will my kid get to play with their friends? How often do you train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure my kid's protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online. why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today. And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
89.7 FM
subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outline standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the codes of practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The Treasurer says tonight's budget will drive inflation down, while the opposition has described promises on lower inflation as a magic pudding exercise. Jim Chalmers will deliver his budget speech tonight in Parliament, which he says will drive down inflation while at the same time deliver cost of living relief. Dr. Chalmers says the budget includes a forecast surplus of $9.3 billion.
This budget is all about putting downward pressure on inflation, not upward pressure on inflation. And you'll see that in the inflation forecast that you've had a look at in the course of the last couple of days. This budget will be part of the solution when it comes to inflation, not part of the problem.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton, meantime, told his party room the budget will result in less money for Australians. He's also questioned the promise inflation is declining.
This magic pudding exercise by Jim Chalmers that somehow his assumptions are better than the Reserve Bank's. Nobody believes that.
Consumers are feeling less confident in purchasing major household items despite the Reserve Bank leaving rates unchanged this month. The latest ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Index sits at 80.2, marking a 67th straight week the index has spent below 85. There were mixed results among the states, with confidence down in South Australia, Western Australia and Victoria this week, while it was up in Queensland and New South Wales. In relation to net buying intentions, 52% of Australians say now is a bad time to buy a major household item, the highest figure for that indicator so far this year. Tough new bail laws have been unveiled by the New South Wales government in response to a number of domestic violence offences, including the death of Molly Ticehurst. The 28-year-old mother from Forbes in central west New South Wales was allegedly murdered by her former partner last month. A court heard he had been released on bail 2 weeks before she died, after facing charges including stalking and rape. The state government has announced a raft of changes today which are aimed at making it harder for those accused of serious domestic violence offences to be released back into the community. Attorney General Michael Daly says he spoke to Ms. Ticehurst's father yesterday ahead of the announcement of the proposed changes.
I don't want to give away any confidences about that, but except to say that it was a very sad, respectful conversation where they were very grateful for the fact that we were bringing these laws in.
The number of overseas visitor arrivals are close to returning to pre-COVID levels. The latest data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics today shows for the month of March, short-term visitor arrivals increased 24% compared to the same time a year ago, while total arrivals rose 20% to 1.6 million. Overall, however, the ABS says overseas visitor arrivals have reached 91% of the 2019 level. And briefly, in the Northern Territory, a crime scene has been established at a park in Alice Springs this morning after a body was discovered by a member of the public. NT police say they are yet to determine a cause of death or a positive identification. Moving to sport now, Sydney FC will need to make a decision today whether it will refer Jack Rodwell's 2-game ban to the Independent Disciplinary and Ethics Committee. The MRP issued Rodwell the ban after he was shown a straight red card in his side's semi-final first leg loss to Central Coast on Friday night. Under the current ruling, Rodwell would miss the title decider should Sydney FC overturn their 2-1 deficit in the semi-final tie. Listen to your favourite community radio station and National Radio News on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network,
and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Big thank you to the news team for that news report. You're listening to Uncle Bill on 89.7 FM, your local community radio station, coming to you from on campus at ECU in Joondalup. Our feature artist this morning is Brian Cadd. He's got a brand new album called Dream Train, and 10 tracks that we're going to be featuring throughout the next couple of hours that we've got together. But we're going to start this hour with a classic Brian Cadd, and this is the track Let Go.
Heart. It's happened before. Don't come to me. I don't want no part. Let go. It ain't worth it if it hurts you. Let go. You don't need it if she
Let it move. Join me, Stephen Herbert, in the land of the good groove each and every Saturday night as we traverse the heady days of disco music and all its influences. From the underground to the overground, we focus on its rich tapestry of pioneers, producers, subcultures, history, DJs and hedonism on Disco Inferno every Saturday night from 6 to 9pm. Finding a cure for your Saturday night fever.
Disco Inferno, only on 89.7.
Got myself into some trouble tonight. Guess I'm just feeling blue. It's been so long since I've seen your face. This distance between me and you, that voice you showed me is not the one that I know. I must be strung out on what I do. Don't hang up again. There's nothing else I know how to do. But I burn for you. What am I gonna do? Burn for you. I guess it feels like you're always alone. I feel that way too. It's so hard to explain to you. Please understand what I do. I burn for you. What am I gonna do? Trouble to a bar tonight for another point of view, but there's nothing new. I'm missing you. I burn for you. What am I gonna do?
Give me a little loving. fall again on the streets tonight. And we're waking up every day, looking this way, looking that way, wondering who will come and end this game. I've one more move, but it's all over. Give me some loving, what I need. Give me a little loving, makes me feel right. Give me some loving, that's the way. Give me a little loving, makes me feel right. Give me some loving.
Classic Gold
on 89.7 FM.
Sex a thing, yeah. I believe in miracles. Since I came.
station sponsor.
At John Hughes Chery, Prindleville Driveway in Garra, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Chery Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au.
DL6061.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburb Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
You're listening to Uncle Bill on 89.7 FM, and we're featuring a brand new album by Brian Cadd this morning. The album is called Dream Train. I was just looking at Brian's history as far as bands that he's been involved in. He was with the group between 1966 and 69, with Axiom between 69 and 71, and the Bootleg Family Band between 72 and 75, and the Flying Burrito Brothers and between 1980 and 1993. And of course, the Flying Burrito Brothers was formed by the incredible Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman. So he was rubbing shoulders with some top-notch American artists in his time in America. Interestingly, he actually formed for a very short period of time in the mid-80s a label called Graffiti Records, and he was working with Daryl Summers on that, and they were the first label to sign Tina Arena. Little something there that I didn't know. Maybe you didn't know either. Maybe you did know. No, I didn't know anything about that. All right, let's have a listen to our next track, and it is All I Need to Know.
All I know is love must be blind. And we're together, lying close. Don't wanna hear you're not all mine. Loving you is all I need to know. There's no future in love like this. I should know better, but I want you so. I'm a slave to your tender kiss. Loving you is all I need to know. When I see that ring there on your finger, I know your love is shared. Your sweet love is shared. I'll burn for your touch, away so dead.
lying close. Don't wanna hear you're not all mine. Just loving you is all I need to know.
Another WA local artist on 89.7 FM.
Sorrento, Nowagup and Kallaroo. The big hits across your workday. 89.7 FM.
We were
took my hand and suddenly time moves faster, finding it hard to breathe. Doesn't get any better than when you're standing next to me.
Got me going crazy.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au. Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions. Like, how much will it cost? Will my kid get to play with their friends? How often do you train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure my kid's protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
Hope you're enjoying the music here on your community radio station, 89.7 FM. Our feature artist this morning is Brian Cadd. His brand new album, Dream Train, is the album we're playing this morning. The next track is Hell Out of Dodge, bit of a rocky number, very enjoyable. Looking here that a number of international artists recorded some of his songs. They were recorded by the likes of Gene Pitney, Glenn Campbell, Dobie Gray, Cilla Black, Wayne Newton, Bonnie Tyler, Joe Cocker, and even Ringo Starr. They recorded one or more of his tracks. So let's have a listen to another track written by Brian Cadd, Hell Out of Dodge.
Shot for all the things that you did. I only In Narragup, Nangara and Kundoola.
Your local station.
89.7 FM.
Thursdays through 6pm to 8pm, it's the Best of Oz radio show. Join Kim Harrison, that's the Best of Oz, each Thursday at 6 with Kim. Only on 89.7 FM.
More new music.
Right now, 89.7 FM.
Maybe if I lower the decibels, would that be more accessible? And maybe if I lower the decibels,
Would that be more acceptable to you? I don't intend to. I do what I wanna do. I think I'll be less like you. Talking anyone in view, in view. You're more into Noah. Maybe if my voice was lower, you'd admire me for yelling when I needed to. If I walked through the world like you, maybe if I lowered the decibels, would that be more accessible? Maybe if I lowered the decibels, would that be more acceptable? Maybe if I lowered the decibels, would that be more accessible? Maybe if I lowered the decibels, would that be more acceptable to you? I don't intend to.
To the last track of our second hour together. Of course, stay tuned. We've got one more hour to go with four more tracks, but we'll finish off this hour with the track The Truth Is, another track penned by Brian Cadd from his new album Dream Train. Brian is the chairman of the Music Industry Advisory Council, Australia. He's president of the Australian Music Foundation, and he's on the board of Musicians Benevolent Organisation. And in addition to continuing to write music and record records, he is also a lecturer at university. So a man with a lot of talents in different areas, and certainly helping other Aussie artists to make their mark on the music scene. Okay, let's finish off this second hour together with The Truth Is.
Your heart for granted until you couldn't stand it. I watched you leave and never made a sound. Now the lies roll off my lips just like honey. I tell my friends I'm getting over you, and I know they believe me, 'cause lying comes so easy to someone who's afraid to face the truth.
Your leaving finally brought me to my senses. You showed me everything I had to lose. If there's a chance, I'll take it. This time I know we'd make it. 'Cause I'll do anything you want me to. Just tell me.
Community file. Do you know that the Stirling Community Men's Shed has a range of handcrafted wood products available for purchase? Funds raised from the sale of these items are reinvested back into the shed's operations. For more information, visit the City of Stirling website and search for the Men's Shed, or contact the Men's Shed coordinator on 9205 7625.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions, eh? Like, how much is going to cost? Will my kid get to play with their mates? How often do they train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure that my kid's safe and protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
89.7 FM is your community radio station run by your community. We value your feedback as it helps us present what you like to hear. You can post your feedback online at 897fm.com.au and click feedback. Or mail your feedback to PO Box 3292 Joondalup, WA 6027.
Are you running a local business? Join over 440 businesses and become a Wanneroo Business Association member today for just $30. Access free networking and educational events, business advice and promotion, and be part of a supportive community. Visit wba.asn.au for more information. 89.7.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Australia's leading trade union says a wage boost for the care economy would be a major investment for a traditionally undervalued feminised sector. Sasha Foote reports from Canberra.
The government has promised to deliver wage rises for early childhood educators and aged care workers when the budget is delivered tonight. The Australian Council of Trade Unions have welcomed the funding commitment, saying it would improve workplace retention and recruitment in both sectors. President Michelle O'Neill says economists have rejected claims that wage increases are inflationary, instead citing other factors like price gouging and overseas supply chain issues.
If we look at what's been happening, it's very clear that wages are making no contribution.
Sasha Foote, National Radio News, Canberra.
Meantime, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the budget, which will include a second straight surplus, will not come at the expense of cost of living relief. Former lawyer David McBride has been sentenced to 5 years and 8 months jail for sharing classified military documents with members of the press. ACT Supreme Court Justice David Mossop has delivered the judgment today. McBride had pleaded guilty to sharing classified military documents, which revealed allegations Australian soldiers committed war crimes in Afghanistan. In previous sentence hearings, McBride's lawyers argued he acted honourably to prevent some members of the Defence Force being wrongly prosecuted. But Justice Mossop has sentenced the former army lawyer to 68 months of imprisonment with a non-parole period of 27 months. Lawyer for the military whistleblower Mark Davis has explained the next step to supporters outside court.
We have the funds to lodge an appeal, and we're going to do so.
That from the ABC. New data shows the market for used cars in Australia is stabilising. The Automotive Insights Report data for the month of April reveals there were 183,575 used cars sold last month. The report notes while the used car market for hybrids and electric vehicles outperformed the overall market, there remains a significant oversupply of EVs relative to other fuel types. Australian of the Year, Professor Richard Scollier, says he remains cancer-free 12 months after undergoing a world-first treatment for brain cancer. Professor Scollier, who was this year named Australian of the Year alongside his colleague, Professor Georgina Long, has used social media to provide an update of his latest brain MRI scan, saying there's been no sign of recurrence. The experimental therapy for glioblastoma is based on his own pioneering research on melanoma. Those diagnosed with the same subtype of glioblastoma as Professor Scollier survive less than a year. The nation's only Liberal government has been unable to select its preferred parliamentary speaker. Tasmania's minority Liberal government planned to nominate Mark Shelton as speaker as Parliament returned today for the first time since the March 23 election. Instead, crossbench and opposition MPs have joined forces to back Labor's nomination, Michelle O'Byrne. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe has wished the new speaker all the very best. Now to sport, the AFL's latest fixture announcement for rounds 16 to 23 have been detailed. Essendon and Collingwood have been handed three primetime Friday night games, Melbourne and Sydney two each, but six clubs have missed out. Among the notable features, a Friday night doubleheader in round 21, which will see the Western Bulldogs host Melbourne before West Coast plays Gold Coast in Perth.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Thank you to the news team for that news report. You're listening to Uncle Bill on 89.7 FM. The time is just after 11 a.m. And we're down to our last four tracks from our feature album this morning, Dream Train by Brian Cadd. Born in Western Australia, but moved as a young lad to other states and then around the world. And he's just written some fantastic music and still writing great music, as is evident with this brand new album, Dream Train. So let's have a listen to the first of our last four tracks, Only Love Can Take It Away.
Wondering about the things that might have been. Join Margaret for Sunday Chill between 8 and 10 every Sunday morning on 89.7 FM.
I got nothing, darling. All I've got are broken wings. A little love means everything. We've got nothing, baby, if we don't take it for ourselves. I need you more than ever now, and still somehow.
And the sun went down. as across the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. Around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. Hey! I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly.
More classic gold on 89.7.
We'll be right back. Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Nearly 95% of Aussie 5-year-olds are now fully vaccinated, but we need to do more to protect all our kids.
Immunisation saves lives. Get the facts.
Visit the website. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
You're listening to Uncle Bill on 89.7 FM, your local community radio station. Our UFO for today, our underappreciated, forgotten and overlooked artist today is Brian Catt. His brand new album, Dream Train, not overlooked per se, but I'm certainly trying to make sure that it gets out to as many ears as possible so that it doesn't become underappreciated, forgotten, or overlooked. I was looking at some of the awards that Brian has won. Starting in 2009, he won the Mo Award, which was a Rock Performer of the Year. In 73 and 74, he won Best Songwriter, Most Popular Australian Musician, and Contributions to Australian Pop Industry in 73. And in 74, he won Most Popular Australian Musician and Contributions to Australian Pop Industry. He was the Go Set Pop Poll in 1972. The award was Songwriter, and he got number one as far as that was concerned. And it just goes on and on. I just see nothing but one. 72, 73, 74. He won Best Male Vocal Album, and many, many more acknowledgements and awards. And in 2007, he was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame for his contribution to Australian music. So a legend, a living legend. Now, let's have a listen to Only We Know.
loving feels right. The world's biggest secret, we can hide it so well that we know. And we'll never tell you, we know how it is late at night. Only we know when the loving feels right. The world's biggest secret, we can hide it so well. Only we know. And we'll never tell you, baby, we know.
We know.
Only we know.
Only we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
If they're from WA, you'll hear them all right here, 89.7 FM. WA's Sunset Coast, Iluka's 89.7 FM.
sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre.
Before, but we're still learning about this new virus and we can't make any assumptions. We need your team to develop a rapid diagnostic test. Can you do it?
Every single day, biomedical science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Improve your reading and writing. Read Right Now is a volunteer program that offers free literacy tutoring to adults. Available in the Wanneroo and Joondalup areas, an hour and a half once a week is all you need to improve your literacy. No textbooks or exams. To find out more, call 1800 018 802.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
But when we do get thank yous, it's usually that without your support, we would never have got ourselves back on track again.
Being there for someone and actually see them pull through and get out of the situation they're in, mostly through their own means and just with a bit of support from us, is probably one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Give it a go, even if it's only for a few months. I think you may be surprised at how rewarding it is to actually help someone who needs some help.
Change lives, including yours. Volunteer at Vinnies. To find out more, go to vinnies.org.au.
Hope you are enjoying the music here on your community radio station, 89.7 FM, including the feature artist, the UFO, the underappreciated, forgotten and overlooked artist for this morning, Brian Cadd. Brand new album, Dream Train, and I'm featuring this album so it doesn't become underappreciated, forgotten and overlooked. We are at our penultimate track already. Time flies, doesn't it? And it is the track Deep Down Where You Love. So no words or babble, let's just get straight into the track.
A change in the wind, I felt it again when I reached for you late last night. can't give it a name, but it's there just the same, and it don't disappear with the light. I say I love you, and you say it too, but it takes you a moment too long. That's where your heart beats so deep, down where it counts. What are you feeling? You go through the motions, and God knows you're trying. You needed someone, and I found out I needed you too. Girl, we've been through so much. Are we just out of touch? What do you feel when I'm touching you? I've got to know what you don't want to show me, but show me it's all. That's where your heart beats deep, down where it counts. What are you feeling? You go through the motions, and God knows you're trying to make me believe what I see. But deep down where you learn, do you still?
Tune in every Sunday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. on 89.7 for Play the Blues with Derek Crom.
Let my heart do the Zappa's round casing, and I sold my soul in the cigarettes to the black market man. I've had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city, and it's only I the vets could understand. About the long-forgotten dockside guarantees, how there were no V-Day heroes in 1973, and how we sat in a Sydney harbor, her son opened but I couldn't kiss her. Well, she was lying and I was home to Lucky Land. She was like so many more from that time on. The lives were all so empty until they found their chosen one. And the legs were often open, but their minds were always closed. And their hearts were held in fast suburban chains. And the legal pads were your hours long payback clean.
at work, at home, or throughout the world.
897fm.com.au.
Well, I've been looking around for some kind of feeling, some kind of sensation. And you know, I can feel it all inside. I don't care waving and I don't care to see what you're saying. Don't you know I will be dying to be by your side. Oh, don't go.
Enjoyed our UFO this morning, our underappreciated, forgotten and overlooked artist album. Brian Cadd was the artist, born in Western Australia, and he's got a brand new album, Dream Train. And as I've said, I'm featuring it this morning, so it doesn't become a UFO. So we've got the last track on the album to go out on. The album's called Dream Train. This track is the title track from the album. I've kept it for the very, very end of the show today. I do hope you enjoyed the music this morning, and also, as I say, the feature artist Brian Cadd. He's a living legend, living Aussie-Australian music legend. So give this album a good listen. If you've got some spare dollars, go and buy the album. He's actually got an offer out at the moment for the vinyl LP of this particular album. It's a gold-coloured album, so the actual vinyl is gold-coloured. And if you order the vinyl album, you'll receive an autographed copy of the album artwork from Brian with your order. So if you can get in early enough, you'll be able to take up that offer and be able to own the LP, and so appropriate with a man of this music caliber to have this album in your record collection. Probably become a collector's item somewhere down the track, I'm sure, being that it will be in a gold vinyl. So go and have a look for that, and see if you can get some money out of your pocket and pay to own that particular album. So we'll finish off today with the track Dream Train.
Oh, yeah.
some big dealer's car. Time is moving slowly, but it's only been a year. One song away from number one. Feels like I'm almost there. Riding the dream train. Can't remember where we've been. Riding the dream train.
X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
89.7 FM.
Subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outline standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the codes of practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
We can offer sponsorship packages that are cheaper than your addiction to coffee. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
It's important